Hey, what's up? It's Bebecita from Bebecita and Red. Fortunately, Red is not here with me today. Sad. Tears. She's currently working. She's the only one employed. Hence being said is that I ended up quitting a job that I just didn't feel appreciated in. And long story short, it is what it is. Right now, I'm in the verge of looking for a new job, and I just felt like I wanted to come on here, you know, and vent a little about my situation. Maybe somebody can relate to it, and hopefully this brings comfort or strength to someone. But at this time, like, being unemployed, it kind of opened up my eyes. It gave me a lot of time. It's already been, like, a month and a half that I've been without a job. It's given me time to reevaluate where I'm at. If I'm happy where I'm at, if I'm content, or if I want something bigger and better. And in my case, I want something bigger and better. I believe that you know, I can achieve something. And for some weird reason, I feel like a little sparkle inside me, you know? And I hope everybody feels a little sparkle inside them too, and be able to achieve everything they want. I'm in a state where I'm trying to figure out exactly what that is, because I consider myself, in terms of jobs, like Barbie. You know, I'm trying to dabble in a little bit of everything, but at the end of the day, I haven't settled for what exactly is the main thing that makes me feel motivated, what makes me feel like this is it. I want to do this for the rest of my life. You know, I've dabbled in a lot of things. I've been selling glasses as an optician. I've been a surgery coordinator for the same occupation of being revolving around eyes. I've been IT help desk, and none of this came easily. I didn't go to school for any of this. You know, I put myself to open up my horizon. Like, if I want to achieve it, it's possible. But at this time, like, being unemployed, it kind of opened up my eyes, because I feel like I'm not motivated like I used to be. I don't feel like things are like they used to be, you know. I didn't feel the confidence anymore. I went to a couple interviews, and I couldn't tell if, you know, did I give a good impression? Am I even good enough to be in this position? But I kind of snapped out of it really quickly, because I do deserve good things to happen. And I wanted to get on here, so if anybody's going through the same situation, like, you got this, and reevaluate, like, what is it that you feel like is your purpose? Like, what is it that you want to do with yourself? What is it that you want to do with your career? It gave me a lot of time to think, and I want to do something good. I want to be at a level where I can give back to my community. You know, I've been thinking about, how can I create a foundation? Like, I want to be able to create a foundation where we can reach out to people who are young, old. It don't matter what age you are, but a place where we can provide help for others. We can provide guidance for others. We can provide a safe space for people. And I would love to do that. I think if I were able to, or if I find a way to create that, to make that happen, I want to dedicate that foundation to my mother, because she's a big influence on the person I am today, you know? I've seen my mom open up doors to people. I've seen my mom struggle. I've seen my mom, even when she's struggling, help people out, and whether that being financially, mentally. So if I were to get the opportunity, definitely naming it after my mama. But besides the point, like, this time that I haven't been employed, it's given me a lot of test. Like, I feel like I'm being tested along the way. Like, figure out, what do you want to do with yourself? You know? Like, I want to have a big impact. I feel like I have a purpose. I have a big purpose in this world. And trying to figure out, what is it that I can do to achieve that purpose? And, you know, I'm a big believer in things happen for a reason. You're not given a challenge that you're not able to get through. And even though you feel like at times, like, this is it, like, why is this so hard? Like, is my life always going to be like that? I want to be able to touch people's hearts, and if you're in the same situation, you're good, you know? Even though things don't seem good, you're good. You got health. Maybe you're not in the situation you want to be, but what can we do to fix it, you know? And that's why I feel like it's really important to be surrounded by people who you can open up to, have a discussion. Like, I'm blessed to have Red, because I be saying things that I don't think I would ever be able to share with others, you know? And she's my safe space where I can talk about how I feel, express like my ideas, and she's a big motivator. So I'm very blessed to have her in my life, and if she ever hears this, like, thank you. You don't know how much you've done for me. You don't know how much you've impacted my life, but you have. And if you don't have those people, find it in yourself, you know? It sounds crazy, but I have discussions with myself. I like to write down stuff. I like to, you know, sit in a quiet room, or even if I don't have a quiet room, I'm gonna go outside and walk a little to get those thoughts out of my head, like all those negativity thoughts or creative thoughts, to see like what can I be inspired by. So I'm just reaching out here to let people know that are going through the same situation, or if you're going through a worse situation, like, not everything, it's not gonna last forever. This is temporary. Always think back, like, what you have been able to go through, and how you always look back at that moment and see, like, look at where I'm at now. Look at what we're doing now. We're in a better space than we were a year or 2 years ago. And create those as valuable lessons, and be able to guide yourself and others to be able to appreciate those things. Don't look at it as a negative thing. Look at it as a positive thing. Like, it made you who you are today, and it's creating a bigger, stronger person with more ambition tomorrow or in the future. But I just wanted to hop on here, you know, vent a little, since Red is at work and I can't bug her at work, you know. Well, I can, but you know, we're not gonna do that. But I would want to be able to do more for my community and for myself. So hopefully things pan out how I want to be able to direct myself in a good position. And if not, if it takes a longer route, then it takes a longer route. But I do want to do a lot of things. And right now I'm in the thinking phase. Like, how do I connect? How do I do this? How are we going to do it? How are we going to go about it? But it's going to happen, you know? And I want to take you guys along the way and see, like, your situation. You can compare it to mine. I'm going through a lot. Mentally, physically, emotionally. And I want to take you guys on a ride. Like, I want to be able to have somebody connect and not feel alone. Like, I've seen a lot on the news. I'm not a really big news person, but I see a lot of people are just feeling down, you know, and they resort to doing a lot of extreme things. And I want to create a platform where if I can make someone smile, or if I can change somebody's thoughts in life, so be it. I'll do it. I want to do it. I want to be able to help people out. And remember, everybody can help out. Just a smile on your face, just a hey, how are you, just a compliment, you turn somebody's life around with the littlest things. And I feel like we're forgetting that the little things is what can impact somebody so much and turn somebody's situation around. So go around and spread the joy, the love, the laughter, because you never know whose life you're touching. And you never know whose life you're impacting. And you never know that, like, what goes around comes around. If you do something nice to somebody, don't expect it. But it is, you create that vibration, that positive energy. So positive things you spew out, positive things will spew out back to you. And if they don't, at least you open up somebody's eyes and say, like, hey, you may not be a positive person, but hey, hope you have a good day. Instead of creating conflict and negativity, it ain't good for anybody. But I do want to take you guys on this journey, and I'm trying to find ways to be able to reach out more to people and create a platform where we make this happen, positive vibes and positive thinking. Well, I thank you guys for your time. I hope you guys have a good one. Bless up to everyone, and take care.